Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus, Concentration and Calm. Today, we're diving deep into something that feels as elusive as a unicorn on a treadmill. Focus. Ever feel like your brain is running a marathon of its own, constantly jumping from thought to thought, task to task? You know that feeling when you start a project with all the gusto in the world, only to find yourself 2 hours later wondering where the time went and what planet you're on. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be this way. We're not talking about some mythical land of laser-like concentration where distractions disappear and productivity reigns supreme. We're talking about practical strategies, real-life tips, and a whole lot of self-compassion to help you tap into your inner focus and actually get things done. Because let's be honest, we all want that feeling of accomplishment when we check something off our to-do list, right? So, buckle up. Grab your favorite brain-boosting beverage, I'm partial to green tea myself, and let's unlock the secrets to focusing like a champion. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, understanding your ADHD is crucial. It's not about being lazy or unmotivated, it's about rewiring your brain for success. We're wired differently, and that means we need different strategies to thrive. Think of it like having a superpower, but one that needs a little fine-tuning. Embrace the unique wiring that makes you, you. Next up, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. I know, we've all been there. The pressure to be 100% focused all the time can feel overwhelming. But guess what? Our brains are not built for constant hyper-focus. It's like trying to run a marathon without any breaks, you're bound to burn out. Instead, focus on micro-bursts of concentration. Aim for 25-minute chunks of focused work followed by short breaks. This technique, known as the Pomodoro method, is a game-changer for many folks with ADHD. Speaking of brain-boosting techniques, movement matters. Ever notice how your brain feels clearer after a good workout or even just a quick walk around the block? Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful tool for improving focus and attention. So, get those endorphins flowing. Dance like nobody's watching, take the stairs instead of the elevator, or join that yoga class you've been eyeing. Now, let's talk environment. Your surroundings play a huge role in your ability to focus. Think of it like this. Your brain is a delicate instrument, and just like any instrument needs the right setup, so does yours. Minimize distractions. Put your phone on silent, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and find a quiet space where you can work uninterrupted. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. This isn't about letting yourself off the hook, it's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding. We all have good days and bad days. When those focus fog moments hit, and they will, remind yourself that it's okay. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and then gently redirect your attention back to the task at hand. Let me paint you a picture. You're finally tackling that project you've been putting off for weeks. You set up your workspace, a dedicated corner with a comfy chair, good lighting, and maybe even a diffuser with some calming essential oils. You put on your headphones, choose some instrumental music that helps you focus, and open your laptop. Suddenly, you feel a surge of motivation. You're laser-focused, getting things done efficiently, and feeling a sense of accomplishment you haven't felt in ages. That, my friends, is the power of tapping into your inner focus. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. It's about making small, sustainable changes that add up to big results over time. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, embrace the journey, and start focusing on those things that matter most. Remember, you've got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways? 1. Understand your ADHD. 2. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. 3. Move your body. 4. Create an environment that supports focus, and 5, practice self-compassion. These are your tools, your superpowers to conquer distractions and unlock your full potential. Now, go out there and make some magic happen. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little focus boost. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.